Let's start the show.
All right.
With our one viewer.
All right, everybody shut up. It's time for the game.
That blows my mind. What'd he say?
He gave my address out on Facebook.
Did he dox you? I don't know. Jesus is coming?
If you say another word, you're out of here. And I was like, yeah, well, you're terrible, so.
You think you could kill that cat barehanded if it came at you?
No.
Oh, I think yes.
And this is Pod Bless.
Yeah!
Yeah! Ooh. All of us together.
Hey, Tyler Haviland. Thanks for commenting in there, buddy. Time to get some bless on my face. That's
blessing
right.
It. Blessing it.
I got rid of a little bless on my face. But I still left the part that counts.
You have donut on your face, too.
You got... No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. In the corner of your mouth.
I donut. Do I really?
Yes.
What's your record for Krispy Kreme hot and ready donuts?
I don't know. These are not
no,
any of those.
When you get a dozen of those, so the closest one that I know of is in Lexington. So I'll go there and I'll get two dozen. And no. I could, if I wanted to, I could eat a dozen on the car ride home and then just bring the other home to everybody else.
Peace, love, and a little donut.
Oh, yeah. We still never talk to those people.
What's that?
Yeah.
Peace, love, and a little donut. Tag them in the comments.
They're donuts like this yay big.
They're Christian-based, and we were going to try to see if they would
They have a bunch of
sponsor us.
That sounds delicious.
Flavor
Where
options.
Are they located?
There's one right up the street in Edgewood, across from Thomas More College and Barnwood.
Yes, Simon. Wow. We really know where that is.
We should do like people do for yearbooks and just go canvas the area at businesses and be like, hey, we'd wonder if you'd like to buy an ad on our podcast.
Yeah, we should go outside of Walmart and just be like, hey, you want to listen to a new podcast?
We should.
Last call. Do a last call at Walmart.
Oh.
I was walking.
What's her name again?
Gail.
Gail Lewis?
Yep.
This is Gail Lewis. Checking it. I don't know what she says. I don't know. It's a funny viral video. Check it out.
I think Noah had some love interest.
Think Noah has a crush on Gail?
Yeah.
She did have a stable job.
Noah and Gail.
Are they making Gales anymore? Is anybody naming their kid Gail anymore?
Who was that other one? Gertrude? Who was the lady?
Yeah, there's no Gertrudes. There's no Gales. None of that. So, yeah, how was Thanksgiving, Brett?
It was good.
Who made the best turkey you ate this past week?
Sarah's dad.
We should have had a turk off.
No.
Where you guys could have had a turk off. Yeah, it's where the turkeys are. You both make
game.
A turkey.
Oh.
Why is it always me and Brett making something and you
Because you
it?
Guys are supposed to make the good food. I need the dump off where you make the dumplings. Like
I feel like this batch was good, Josh. Josh had some dumplings, I think. Unless he didn't.
You
eat.
Made
your dumplings.
Yeah. Dumplings?
Yeah for my Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Well, there were so many people at my Thanksgiving. Like people we didn't even know were there. We're like, man, I'm so glad more people came.
Oh, I just realized that that took me a second to come around too.
No, yeah, he made his dumplings and deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs.
Or the wife made the deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs have to be at Thanksgiving, right? But only like half of them actually make it there. You make those at the beginning of the day, and you're like sampling those as you're cooking all day, and then they're almost gone.
Did I talk about that last week?
I don't think so.
You know, it's really hurting my heart that I think I'm developing a, you know how people have like egg?
No. For like
real?
An allergy?
No. Not like an allergy, but like every time I eat any kind of egg, I get upset stomach the next day.
Alyssa, you're not having the right deviled eggs.
I mean,
if you
I'm
going
to continue
yuck.
To eat them, but
I'm not changing any of my habits, but Alyssa doesn't like deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs are awesome.
Jason, that is funny.
Isn't Aunt Gail steal?
Yeah, he said deviled eggs need to be prayed for.
Oh, I didn't
you
see
You get
that
it? Because they're deviled.
Ah.
What does it actually mean to like, how is it spelled? Is
we
it
talked
spelled?
About this about 2 years ago, I think. We were talking about deviled eggs. Because we were
You
talking
remember
about different...
the shows from 2 years ago?
Yeah, dude. Remember, we did an episode Invested. Where we talked about evil foods. You got
we did deviled, do that.
Angel food cake, and then we talked about deviled eggs, and we talked about...
Wait a second.
What?
Deviled eggs... Also known as stuffed eggs. I've never heard anyone call them that before. Russian eggs, curried eggs, or dressed eggs.
Curried eggs?
I've never heard of any of those things. Oh. Ever. I've never heard of them. They're just deviled
curry
eggs.
In the mix.
That would be awesome.
I put cayenne pepper in mine this year that I made.
Yes.
You didn't get any of them, though.
No.
I took them over to Aunt Shirley's.
To devil a food means to combine it with various hot or spicy seasonings, such as red
mustard.
Pepper, mustard, Tabasco, thereby creating a deviled dish, according to the Food Lover's Companion, the definite guide to all things food and cooking. Dressed eggs. Tyler's heard dressed eggs. I feel like that would be something you... Hey, can I just... wait, how would I say it? I retched you a dressed egg? Would that mean I handed you a dressed egg?
No, it's...
Dang it.
Retch me a dressed egg.
You're right.
Not that either.
What?
Yes, it is.
No, it's past tense. Hey, if you're wanting a deviled egg, I retch one right over there. I already put it there.
He's changing
what?
It.
No,
he's
no changing. I'm not changing that. No, no, no. You changed that. I'm outraged.
This
right
is
now.
My people's language. Don't tell me how to speak it.
We're appropriating your culture. Wait. So it's past. I would say, hey, if you want one, I retched one on the table over there. That literally sounds like I just vomited it up.
No, retch, yeah.
Yeah, retch would be I left
it
on
like
the table.
To you, but if you go to the country, the way you talk about our language, people are going to retch all over you.
Dwayne Mills says, way to pound that donut, Josh. It looked good.
That was number two, Dwayne.
Eat the rest of them.
Yeah, you want to put the rest down?
No, those are the only two.
Greg
glazed.
Wiseman doesn't like deviled eggs either.
Listen,
what is
somebody
going on
told
here?
Me.
No, okay. I can't have them. No, I would die.
Greg Wiseman also roots for Ohio State, so it kind of is adding up here. Doesn't like deviled eggs.
I don't know if you are allowed to talk trash to Ohio State this year.
What do you mean?
10 men on the field?
Yeah, and they still barely got into the end.
It took them two plays.
If they're excited about beating a 10-man Irish defense.
Greg says easy now. Alyssa's an Ohio State fan too. No, thank you.
No, I think she just said, oh.
No, that's O-H. I wish I just said. Dwayne says, eat one, another one for him. So
I would if there was another glazed. All you got left now is those twisty cinnamon ones.
Ooh, now there's a reason those still around.
Eat your brownie for him. He'll like that.
I have a brownie with cream cheese. Delish.
And cream cheese on Flamin' Hot Cheetos is amazing
so good.
As well.
I think we remember because Dustin was here for that episode, and I think we started an addiction for him.
Oh yeah,
definitely.
He texts me all the like not all the time, but when he eats it, he's like, "Hey, guess what I'm eating."
I've never had it again. Since
I have not
then.
Had it since. Yeah.
So the fact that he's doing it at home is like we did start something.
Yeah.
Jason says the gas from deviled eggs is the devil's breath.
Mine wasn't that bad
that is
this
true.
Year. I ate a lot of deviled eggs.
It
this
was
year.
Like it was like 2 days later, and I was two still days. Not.
I think you've
good.
Developed a
I think
sensitivity,
I have. And it stinks, literally.
Yeah, I was speaking to somebody else, and I was like, oh, yeah, I made some deviled eggs for Thanksgiving. He's like, we don't have deviled eggs at our Thanksgiving. I was like, oh, somebody's got an egg allergy, huh? And he goes, no, we just don't have them. I'm like, then make them.
Wait, is it like a religious thing? They're like, no, we won't have deviled foods there? Is that
no.
They just didn't have them.
Yeah, they just didn't. It was one of those things like, we'll make everything else. I got a little choked.
Oh, you need water?
Little donut came back on me. Little deviled food cake there. Is that a thing?
Glazed donut with a little cayenne pepper? I bet that would be good.
Devil's breakfast.
Seriously, I bet that would be good.
You got the maple bacon ones.
Oh.
Donuts. We should make a spicy donut.
a Cheeto cream cheese.
Flaming hot Cheeto donut.
Oh, why did we say that on live? We need to.
Oh, no. Sponsorship from the Christian-based donut shop that you were talking about. A little bit of...
That's like right up their alley, too.
Yeah.
Glazed donut dusted with Flamin' Hot Cheeto injected with cream cheese.
Or just glazed with cream cheese.
Glazed donut, cream cheese on top, like frosting with Flamin' Hots on top.
This is one thing, if we've ever come up with an idea and let it fall off the edge of the earth, this is one we need to hang on to.
Let me write this down.
And get it sponsored.
This is the reason we started the show.
Let's look next week. Let's look up their phone number.
Next week will be a Chef Brett. What? And we'll do. I'll just make them
get
here.
Some donut holes and just rub it.
No, I'll just get the crispy cream that you can buy in the store that are not as good as the. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then we'll put some cream cheese on top.
We should get donuts from the shop that we want, though.
Oh, yeah.
Little Taste of Heaven or whatever you said.
I'll, Peace, Love, and Little Donuts.
Those
Peace.
Were nowhere write close
that,
to
write
it.
Write that down. Peace, Love, and Little Donuts.
Now listen, I know it sounds terrible. I know it sounds bad. Go to the store either right now or tomorrow, whenever it's open. Go get Flamin' Hot Cheetos and cream cheese and just dip it in the... In the Cheeto in the cream cheese, and you will not regret it.
There's Cajun donut?
Pastor Derek, I am all
about.
Is
he making stuff up?
Dude, we need to go eat some of his food. I say it every week.
Do you put shrimp, chicken, and sausage
on a cracker?
Put that on a cracker.
That's about all you can do with shrimp.
I wonder if you put that on a donut, like a full stew.
Shrimp on a donut would not be good.
Are you
talking about a gumbo donut?
Yeah.
I can only eat popcorn shrimp. I don't like cold shrimp. So
is a Cajun donut just a burnt donut though? That's what we always joked about. If we burnt something, oh, it's Cajun.
That's not how that works. Supposed to. But.
Did you write the name of the donut shop down?
No. What was it again?
Peace, Love, and Little Donuts.
Peace, Love, and Little Donuts. Tag them in the comments.
but they don't really do like. I mean, they have like their specialty. I don't know that they just do a glazed donut.
All we need them to do is.
I'll look them up right now.
What? Cream cheese donut.
Still, we just need to pitch the idea. Hey.
Oh, Jason, those are delicious.
What is it?
I get them all the time. They do.
Oh, they do glazed.
Yeah.
He's saying they do glazed.
Jason's do talking about the burgers that have the donut buns.
The grilled cheeses.
Oh, yeah, from
Tom
and Chee.
Uh-huh. We got a Tom and Chee restaurant up here that they have that as one of their grilled cheeses. Is two glazed donuts with cheese in the middle.
Whoa.
He's tagging.
Police search for the person who stole a van loaded with 1,000 Krispy Kreme donuts.
Of course,
was that you?
No, that was Greg. Of course the police tried to hunt that guy down.
Yeah, right?
Oh, that's bad.
I only had two donuts, man. I didn't steal a whole truck. I probably wouldn't be here if I stole a whole truck worth of Krispy Kremes.
Oh, it said 10,000 Krispy. I think I said 1,000. The truck had 10,000 Krispy Kreme. Live, laugh, love donuts is the perfect sign. Yeah.
I'm sure it was the police that stole it.
Like, we got him, guys.
It's an inside job.
It's an
guys.
Inside job.
We're looking for him.
Now they can put all those donuts in the evidence in the evidence locker.
We've been glazing over the city. I mean, looking over the city.
Yes. Oh, you got a segment tonight, Josh?
Kind of.
What?
Do you have a music for me?
Yeah, you ready?
Yeah, go.
Okay, let's do it.
Ready to get your ear holes blessed? Take it away, Josh. Yeah. My voice wasn't as deep. I got too excited and got rid of the gurgles. Hey, guys. We didn't say it at the beginning of the show, but if you're watching this, make sure to go download our audio and listen to it in the background later this week so it helps us with our downloads. If you're listening, be sure to check in with us on Thursday nights to chat with us live. That being said, if you're watching right now live, here's a challenge to you. This was given to me by my friend Mike Barber, and he was saying random acts of kindness that have made a momentous moment in your life.
Ooh, like a big impact.
A big impact.
Oh, okay.
So think of a time that someone did a random act of kindness, and I could give you a scenario. It's maybe you're at the register trying to get this extra little something or just a candy bar or a can of soda, and you're like, oh, man, I just need like 50 more cents. And someone's like, hey, here's an extra 50 cents. Go ahead and get that for yourself. And you're like, oh, man.
So I laid the money down.
But, you know, just something silly. It meant nothing to them, but it meant a bunch to you. That's not a really good example.
I have one. It doesn't have like lasting impact, but it meant a lot to me in the moment. Does that
okay.
count?
Yeah, go ahead.
So I'm at at Chipotle. I don't go there very often.
Yeah,
because it's the lesser of the three. Like,
Hotheads
is the king.
Whoa.
Hotheads, Moe's.
I take it back.
Then
you're not allowed to share yours now. Just from that statement alone.
I went to Chipotle because everybody else wanted to go there.
Hotheads.
And like
best.
Everyone's going through the line getting their food and stuff.
It's really nice.
And the manager's
gross.
There.
I know. It makes me sick.
It's
my deviled egg.
Ugh.
Where it makes you have bad gas. Yeah.
It was busy, so the manager made my burrito.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
I interrupted all that. You're
it's okay.
you're at
big group, we're
Chipotle.
There. We're going through the line.
The
it's busy. So the manager
your
makes my food.
Okay.
And we get to the end of the line and he hands me the burrito and he goes, hey, this one's on us. Because me and him we've been talking the whole time, just chatting it up.
Yeah.
You know? And I look up, like the person in our group in front of me paid for their burrito. Person behind me pays for their burrito, but he's like, here, this one's on the house.
Well, he had that power.
Yeah.
He was the manager.
Yeah. So. And I looked at, I was like, are you sure? He's like, yeah, man, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is the coolest day ever.
Yeah.
I didn't know him, never seen him since.
You should have said, man, If this was Hotheads, I'd be really excited.
I should have. Right.
I'm glad I didn't have to waste my money on this establishment.
It was a good burrito. It was a good burrito.
Always have good burritos.
They don't put it. Hotheads doesn't care about portioning. They just throw as much on there as they can. Yeah. Chipotle shorts you a little bit.
Yeah, because they're a legitimate business that looks at their ounces.
You know, you can say, hey, I would like more chicken.
You can double the protein.
Yeah, then they're going to charge you more.
Yeah, double the protein.
If you ask for more meat, they will charge you more.
You're like, that's not enough.
If you catch the right teenager, be like, hey, man, can you just throw a little bit more on there? They're like, yeah,
that's a good
point.
Or if you catch the manager, he'll just give it to you for free.
That's true.
Maybe.
Not in my case. I've never had that happen. But that's neat, though.
That's actually happened to me twice.
Twice?
Yeah.
Dude, what is up with people giving you things?
I might ask my sister about it. She'll freak out about it. She gets mad about it all the time.
Yeah.
I tell her, Leah, we're good, man. Doesn't mean you have less.
They'll give your dog donuts, guys.
What?
The shop. He's looking them up. They'll give your dogs donuts.
They have doggy donuts, and it's donuts for your dog.
Are they different?
Are they, like, healthy for your dog? Because you can't just give a dog a donut, can you?
Yeah.
Yeah, chocolate's bad for him.
If you give a dog a donut, is that a book? Because it should be.
He's going to want some...
coffee.
Yeah.
If you give him coffee, his chest will explode.
I had thoughts of, like... Never mind. No, I'll tell you after the show. I had some
chocolate chip cookie dough, cinnamon roll, Oreo, s'mores, coffee cake, fruity pebbles.
Yeah. We could totally pitch this idea and be like a Pod Bless exclusive.
Oh.
Like, hey, we got some fans from Pod Bless that this is their specialty donut.
Sorry, I need to get off the donut page.
Sorry, yeah, that was one of mine. What do you guys? You guys got one?
Do you have a random act of kindness that made a momentous moment in your life?
Not really momentous moment, but in the time I was like, oh, that's cool, and you really needed that.
I don't think you have to say momentous moment.
I like saying it.
Okay, yeah.
And it's my segment.
Yeah.
So
yeah, go ahead.
So
go ahead.
Share your momentous moment.
I think I was in college, and I was working at Walmart.
I was just laughing that you were in college.
I worked at Walmart in college.
Huh?
I worked at Walmart in college.
Hey, I'm the most educated guy in this room.
You are. You have a master's.
Yeah.
Yeah, so suck it, guys.
You just have more degrees, I wouldn't say. I've got quite a bit of paperwork.
Yours are like restraining orders.
Those don't count.
Yeah, still, it's papers. So you were in college.
I was in college.
At Walmart.
I was working at Walmart, and obviously Walmart's not like a high-paying gig. Like maybe Gail thought so, but it's not. It's really not.
It's an interesting place to work.
It is, and that's kind of why you work there. You work there is to see the people. But anyway,
what?
Bang bang!
Rosemary called you out. Thought you were supposed to be at the staff
retreat. Leaving in the morning.
Oh.
So get child care for tonight.
I was like at the pump getting gas.
Okay.
And some guy just came up, like literally I've never met the guy. He's like, hey, I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to pay for your gas. And he put his card in and yeah.
Wow.
Sick.
So, I mean, I had a job. I wasn't really like struggling, but.
It meant a lot.
It did mean a lot because that was one tank that I didn't have to put in.
Yeah. Well, that helps you out. Yeah. I mean, that's an extra meal. That's like all kinds of things.
And then it's always like, you know, have you ever been caught in the line where like somebody pays for your food so you pay for the car? Like,
yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that could really make somebody's day.
What if the car behind you has like triple the order
you
ask?
Yeah, you ask first. You don't go in it all willy nilly. Here's my card. Pay for the person behind me.
Like, oh,
hey, what did they get? There's a sketch comedy about that.
I've seen that. I'm doing a thing. Let me
he's
through.
He's trying to race around.
I want 55 burgers and 55 shakes. I want 55 fries. And he's looking back. He's like, oh, no, I don't. He's like, hey, roll your window down.
And then the lady beat him
to it. She was like, he's like, I'm trying to do a thing. He's like, he's trying to do a pay it forward. She was like, I want 55 shakes and 55. And he was like, dang it, you ruined it. Yeah, I hate those pay it forward lines. I do like helping people, but I hate pay it forward lines. It makes it what? Like impossible for what are we looking
Andrew
at?
Said, wait, I'm doing something.
He wants us to pause the show?
Oh, he's talking about the sketch.
Oh yeah.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
We all just wow.
Okay, Andrew, we're waiting.
Yeah.
Like, he just like walks through the door.
how you digging, Ryan Day?
I want 55 burgers, 55 shakes. From the sketch. He's catching it 20 seconds later.
Yeah, we got
it. I have another one.
Go for it.
And Andrew Ross just made me think of this because, like, we would hang out when we were younger. we used to go to this McDonald's, and they would cook up the hottest, freshest double cheeseburgers, and it was literally a game, like a life-changing moment. Andrew, am I right? He will say I'm right.
Nothing was better than going to the McDonald's that your friend worked at in high school, and you order like a cheeseburger and fries, and they hand you out a bag that's just teeming with food.
That was
and like
that
you
was
know,
KFC for us.
Yeah, and they got fired like, you know, 3 weeks in. But
we had a friend that worked at KFC, and they got a free meal every day.
Yeah.
And so it was like, oh, you want some food? And we'd get like a whole platter. And he's just like, here you go.
A kid I went to Covecath with, his dad owned the Skyline that's up the street from Covecath.
Ooh.
And so his parents owned it, so we would always try to go there to get
the one that was a Hardee's.
Yeah, we'd always try to go there and get free food.
Yeah.
Didn't work out.
Yeah, that was a life-changing moment too. We told them we had two orders at McDonald's one time, and they doubled it. They just gave us, we paid one the single price, but they doubled literally all the food in the bag.
That was life-changing?
Yes.
I did that at McDonald's in college, at the Bible college. Me and my buddy Freddie, we were going through the line, and he was like he didn't get like a normal meal. He would always get like five double cheeseburgers, or like, you know what I mean? He's like, how much money have I got? I'll get like five burgers. And so I walked
He'd
up.
Eat five?
Oh,
double
yeah,
cheeseburgers?
No problem.
That's easy.
What was super fun? The small ones. They're small double cheeseburgers.
Yeah, it's like the McDouble or whatever.
No,
he wouldn't have fries. He would just eat the burgers. He wouldn't eat.
That's
like
not the same amount.
I can eat two double cheeseburgers and a McChicken and a fry, and like it's my job.
You shouldn't do that.
But
it's bad for you.
After he did it, I walked up and was like, hey, do you have any like food you're going to throw away? He's like, end of the shift. He's like, you have anything you're going to throw away you could just give me? I'm trying to compete with this guy. And they just loaded me up. I had no clue who these people were. Yeah, they loaded me up.
Life-changing,
though. Oh, yeah, life-changing. I mean, literally, I have to take a pill now for cholesterol.
The little hot dogs on the Skyline Grill, at the end, you can't save them for the next day.
No.
And so at the end of the night, if you're sitting there and they're going to just toss them out, you just grab one and eat a couple of them while you're cleaning up.
Ugh. Just wieners?
Yeah. You don't like hot dogs?
No, I do, but thinking about the ones that have been sitting there at Skyline all day.
No, they're not sitting there all day. They're
just the last of
three
the
hot dogs.
No, they go through really quick. Like,
well, I mean,
you burn through.
Yeah, the last of the last of the ones that are not ordered.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, aside from food, if anybody still has a random act of kindness that made a big moment in their life, I have one with our local friend here that's usually on the show. Brad Salyers.
Bradford.
Yeah, so he might be listening. I'm sure he tunes in.
He's
busy. He's in Winchester, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
Now he's in Rogers.
Dang, he's just moving.
Yeah.
You got to find my friend app. Anyway.
Well, no, that's where he sleeps.
But one time I had a place, and the grass was overgrown, and I couldn't get a lawnmower, and I was hard on cash.
Yeah.
And we went to an event in Eastern Kentucky, and I was riding with Brad and his wife and a few other people. And I was just telling him about this grass just keeps getting overgrown at this place I'm renting. And I'm not able to cut the grass. So we're trying to figure something out. My brother brings his old tractor over, and we've been cutting the grass with that, da-da-da-da-da. And he looks over at his wife, and he looks back, and he was like, I got a mower for you. And I was like, oh, for real? Like, I'll buy it. And he's like, nah. He's like, it's an extra mower that we don't need, and I'll give it to you.
Brad.
I go to his house. He gave me a full Cub Cadet riding mower.
Like the real deal.
Yeah, it was like a full-on nice mower.
Still has it.
We still have it at the house, yeah. My dad started using it at his house and after I moved out and everything. Kept throwing a belt, but other than that, we kept fixing
it. Gosh, Brad.
But no, dude, that was like so huge. Like, he did that, and I was just like, dang, man, like, I need to do something for you. He's like, nah, it's fine. It was just an extra mower.
And that's Brad for you right there.
Yeah.
Brad got his belt at Harbor Freight.
Oh, he'll laugh at that.
But no, that was a little random act of kindness that was like pretty huge. Like, it wasn't a small act. It was a pretty big act on my part. But yeah, I really enjoyed that. No,
my mom is convinced she had like a angel encounter when I was a child.
Yeah.
So she's like coming out of, do you remember Biggs? We had to put like the quarter in the cart to get the cart, and then when you put it back, you got your quarter back.
Just like Aldi, yeah.
Yeah, which in my opinion means you could leave with the cart because you paid for it.
You did not pay for it. You rented it.
You paid a quarter for it. I'll read that after.
Yeah.
So she had me there and like a bunch of groceries and stuff, and was like really struggling to get out into the car. And some dude just walked up out of nowhere and was like, hey, do you need help real quick? And like, grabbed a couple bags, put them in the car, and when she turned around to say thank you, he was just gone.
Wow.
Yeah, and she was like, could have been a dude, could have been something else. Who knows?
It's probably a dude.
Probably a guy.
Yeah, probably just a dude.
Tabitha said she had one on a Christmas walk, and woodworkers were showing their figurines they whittled, and an older gentleman gave her one because he said, the way I looked at it with all the work with amazement put a smile on his face. Oh, he shared art. That's yeah. nice. Brad bought me tacos at Suplex Tacos. That's from a one beautiful story of art shared to another beautiful story of tacos shared.
Yeah.
Which in some cultures, tacos are art.
Back to your story, I think that guy was about to kidnap you.
Oh, and just couldn't get away with it?
And he's like, okay, I'm out.
Like mom was paying just too much attention.
I'll help her. I'll help her put in two bags. If she looks like she's paying too much attention, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm out. Oof, I dodged a bullet there.
He would have probably brought you back.
I have a future act of kindness that I'm going to try to do. So I was out walking my dog
today.
Is
that how that works?
Well, it's a plan. So
just being nice.
Yeah, I'm planning on being nice.
He's like, I'm going to pick up the dog poop this time.
I always pick it up. Except for today. My dog was sick and just had diarrhea, so it went straight through. Anyway.
Yeah, you don't have to pick that
so
up.
So when I was out in my driveway, one of the UPS trucks or FedEx or somebody dropped a package in my driveway before daylight. And so I get out there, and I'm like, what is that? I pick it up. It's a T-shirt. You can see through the bag. Has an address and a name on it. And
oh,
it was
dropped
a,
like... They like f- it was not supposed to go there.
Yeah, it was in the driveway, not my.
Oh,
yeah. Nab. No.
Now I have a nice T-shirt.
No, it was an elf T-shirt, and it said OMG Santa, you know, and it was just like it was a large, so I'm not going to keep it.
You could see that through the bag.
Yeah, it was. You could see it. They ordered it.
Oh, it was a clear bag,
and it fell off the truck or whatever. And so I found it, and I was like, should I make this one of those moments of? Oh, well, somebody lost it. I guess they'll have to reorder it. Somebody,
finders keepers.
Somebody else's fault. Or
I dig that.
What Josh has got planned is the address is on it. Go up.
You're gonna
and not simply just throw it on their porch and be like, well, they'll get it. But write a note and say, hey, this went through a mission. It fell off of the truck. I found it. I'm going to bring this up to you because I realize you probably got it for a Christmas party. Might only use it one time just for that Christmas party. But I'm just going to drop it off and let you know, hey, I went out of my way to do this for you. I don't expect anything in return, just to let you know this made it to your house finally.
Merry Christmas.
So that they read that and they're like, oh, man, that's way better than just like some postal worker just dropped it off at my house.
Josh Bezos.
Did you drop it?
No. Can I Facebook the lady?
Can I Facebook the lady? Probably. Get her to tune into the show.
Wait, do you remember her name off the top of your head?
Oh, don't do this.
No, I'm not doing that. No, but I was just... I wasn't going to put my name with it. I was just going to leave a note saying, hey, listen, your shirt fell off the track, blah, 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 blah.
Nobody laughed at Josh Bezos?
Oh, I'm not trying the shirt on. It's a large.
He wishes.
Right. Daddy would stretch that shirt out, right? Not going to go that route.
I got one for you.
Go for it.
This is not a random act of kindness.
That's an Amazon, the segment,
sir. It's an Amazon store.
Oh, okay.
So I ordered...
Back in college, I was working for Amazon. No,
crazy place.
I forget what I ordered. It was like a spray, like a...
Fart spray?
No. For like...
Deer urine?
No, because like when your shoes get stinky, you get the spray to... You know what I mean?
Oh, poopery?
No.
That's a thing, too.
Yeah, it is. But
oh, like
it's like smell
foot.
Good. No, it's like smell good spray for deer your urine. Shoes. Or like kids' okay. clothes, like their gym bag or whatever.
Febreze,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, because I got stinky feet.
That stuff gotcha. Johnny Depp sells.
Anyway... Mm. So that's what I ordered off of Amazon.
Yeah.
And they delivered a package that was not that. I paid like, it was like $9.99 for the spray. They delivered a portable. They delivered a portable computer screen.
Dang. Oh, I've seen those. Those are huge.
Like
right
they
now.
Like go on the screen and make it big. Like.
No, it's like a monitor. But you could plug it into anything.
Yes.
How much is that worth?
It's like this.
It's like that, but you like plug into your computer and you got double screens.
Or you can hook up your Switch upgraded. To it. You can hook up anything. To
yeah.
It.
Naturally, you
Here's
kept
the
it.
Thing, though. So my name was on it. My address was on the sticker. I have no idea why I got this. I didn't get charged for it.
Huh.
So I kept it.
Okay, you didn't contact him and be like, hey,
no,
this is probably like $50.
Hey, I paid $9.99. I didn't get what I got. I got what they gave me.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brian Daniels says never order bear spray from Amazon. That stuff is crap. It doesn't work.
Yeah, as many bear fighting
bears.
Stories. Yeah. Menstruation. That was on. That was what? Brick from Anchorman. Like, we can't have a woman in the office.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. He was talking about how menstruation attracts.
Did your father?
Maybe.
Wait, no. What year was this?
Oh, he didn't really.
Oh, we about solved the mystery right there.
We do get packages that like that sometimes.
That would have been funny.
Somebody else.
Because I was thinking, like, what in the world? If that was the case, then I'm contacting Amazon, like, where is my spray?
I don't have my foot sprayed, dang it.
They lost your package. Someone else sent you that, no, and it just happened.
It's just weird.
It got mystic.
That happened, like, this week?
It had to be. No, this was 6 months ago.
Oh, I was going to say. Those are huge right now, by the way. Yeah. Those little monitors.
What like, do you use like, it for?
You can plug a switch into it. You can hook it up as a side monitor for your computer.
Yeah, like if you wanted to do dual screen on your tablet.
Busted by father-in-law for breaking a commandment.
Hey,
it's not, though.
Hey, stealing from the rich and giving to ourselves is not a commandment.
It's a Robin Hood thing. I am not sure that clause is in the commandment.
Hey, speaking of clause, should we do Brits? No, I'm just kidding. What? Santa Claus? A clause.
You know,
he's talking about Christmas and his
name. You don't want to do mine?
Oh, yeah. I was making a joke.
Oh.
Yeah, I wasn't meaning we should change up the platform.
I mean, we can skip it if you want.
But yeah, random acts of kindness. Be sure to give them to people because it could make a huge moment in their lives.
You never know.
Football.
So when you.
Sorry, you were watching the game.
Listen up to what Joe's got to say.
You were so. You're watching the game so hard. I just figured just like, there's no way he's about to say something. What do you want to say?
Random act of kindness.
Yeah.
So when you get somebody else's Amazon package, keep it.
Mm.
That's the opposite?
Yeah.
What if you're using it for good?
It doesn't. There's no clause.
I just made sure it worked and wanted to know steal. What it was. It's not stealing.
It's stealing.
It's a mistake by
even
Amazon.
If it's from Jeff Bezos who makes rockets, it's still.
It's not stealing.
Sit down. Double plated. Listen up to what Joey's got to say.
I just thought it would fit there.
Okay.
Okay.
What's your segment, Joey?
Oh, here we go.
Can we fact check Andrew right now?
What?
That's not the eighth commandment.
I don't know. He's got documents saying he's a preacher too, right?
Don't steal. Yeah. Yep. According to the song. According
to the song, song.
Andrew and I learned when they put fake beards on us at Cove First, it's the eighth commandment. Andrew remembers.
There's a Moses. Commandment song?
He was Moses. I was Isaiah.
That's like the ABC
number
song.
Number one, we've just begun. God should be first in your life. You never heard that one?
No. That's funny, though.
I don't think I believe Andrew.
That happened. Andrew knows what I'm talking
about.
And
he's never pooped his pants, so we don't know.
I've never pooped my pants.
You and Andrew share that thing. It must be a preacher
thing. Andrew, it's not. Guys.
Maybe that's why I got out of
just
ministry.
Just don't poop your pants. Like, it's not that hard.
The first day you pooped your pants, you're out of ministry. And they're like, you're no longer
see
a ministry.
Andrew remembers.
Hey, Andrew, I ran into your mom at the store the other day. She said hi. I have so many times. Dogs. Yeah.
Oh, he's pooping his pants. Not sing this song.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, what's your segment about, Joey?
What are you guys good at?
What's your sermon about this week? I mean, segment.
What are you guys good at?
What am I good at?
What are you good at?
Making people feel uncomfortable. Oh, making people laugh. That's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We laugh. We laugh a lot. What else? Keep it rolling. Noah, you can jump in on this. What are you good at?
I was actually talking to my therapist about this today. What I'm good at. I'm just joking. I didn't tell him what I'm good at. Callback. You
know what I'm saying? Callback to just us in the pre-show.
Yep.
It's a joke for two people.
You got to pay for the... What's
Podblex?
No, not Pod. Well, yeah, Podblex. That'd be a good one.
Behind the scenes.
What's something I'm good
what
at?
What are you good at?
Raising children. That's not been proven yet. They're not.
They're alive.
Yeah, that's not really a thing to be like good at.
Hey, you're not bad at it.
Making people laugh uncomfortably. There you go, Brian.
At first I thought it said uncontrollably, and then I read it. I was like, oh, uncomfortably.
For once, I got a word right.
An uncomfortable laugh, like.
What are you good at, Brett?
I'm trying to think. I don't want to be.
You're good at making people laugh too.
Giving big fish sore lips. That's what Phil just said. I love it. He's good at fishing.
He does like fishing quite a bit.
Phil, I got a nice deer this year. We should talk about that.
Yeah.
Nice buck.
Send him a picture of it.
Come on, what are you good at?
If you didn't post it to Facebook, it didn't happen.
Yeah, I don't do that.
What am I good at? I don't know.
I'm the most randomest thing.
Noah is good at random. And I mean that.
Like
as
the stupidest, randomest, like, stupid.
Oh, like, hey, let's do this. And you end up being good at it.
New segment. Tell times Brian has made you laugh uncomfortably. I have never laughed uncomfortably around Brian. Only hysterically.
Yeah. But if certain people were in the room, I would be uncomfortably laughing.
I'd be like, oh, this is happening. What are you good at?
I don't know. That's a good question. My therapist actually did ask me that. Like, oh, make a list of what you're good at. I'm like, dang, I don't know. Not making lists.
So think about it while I talk a little bit.
Okay.
All right. Because that was the point of that question. Is when you ask people, if I ask you what you're not good at, would.
So we got it right.
You did it perfect.
By not getting anything.
Yes, you didn't know this because we didn't prepare for that.
We're good at answering Joey's trick questions.
You did great.
By not answering.
If I asked you what you're bad at, you probably would be able to list a bunch of things you're not great at. For some reason,
you
we have
top
this.
Top five or?
No, yeah. You want me to narrow it down or what do you need here?
Yeah.
We struggle so much to talk about like what we're actually good at.
Yeah.
And like I wanted to hit on and talk about like positive self-talk tonight. And I'm not like, I don't want people walking around being egomaniacs and like puffing your chest out like, oh, I'm amazing at everything. That's not what I'm talking about.
Brian.
Yeah, but he's good at a lot of things. Brian knocked a kid's tray out of his hands at Kids or Teen Camp. Yeah, he did that. That was wonderful.
Maybe.
That is one thing you might be good at. People struggle to answer the question of what are you good at? Because I don't know if it's like a humility thing. Like you almost said it, Brett. You're like, I don't want to be that guy like where I talk about what I'm great at. But it's important oftentimes that we remind ourselves that we have skills and like we're valuable.
Yeah.
And you're more likely to go through your day and call yourself an idiot 12 times throughout the day than you are to go through your day and actually like have good ideas about your capabilities, right? Chess
you're right.
says you're good at singing.
That
he
is true.
Good at singing.
I am a songbird of my generation.
And voices.
Yeah, impressions. Yeah.
We need Will down here for an impression off.
Yeah, I just want him to sit beside me so we can hold hands.
So, Brett, what are you good at after you've had a little bit of time here?
Do you mean to...
I don't want you to say what you messaged me. No.
What I messaged you guys.
No, I'd like you to say something else.
Cooking. You're good at cooking. Yeah. No, you are. People ask for your meals. Joey's been begging for dump off forever.
For
that's
quite some time.
That's kind of the reason why I don't want to do it.
Nah.
Wow, that kind of guy.
Just to keep him begging for it. Yeah.
Do you struggle that much to think of what you're good at?
Yeah, I just don't really feel like I do that much to be good at anything.
You're athletic?
Well, yeah, but I mean, I'm not like great at that. There's
but you're
people
good at it.
Yeah.
Swimming laps.
You coach kids.
That's true.
I'm a motivator.
There you go. Like, yeah.
I'm not a motivator.
So the funny thing is, like, we could probably each fill out a list of what we're good at better than we could for ourselves, right? Mm. So, like, if I had to write what Brett was good at, I could probably write down a list easier than he could come up with because, like, our friends and our family see it a lot of times. But sometimes the last person that sees, like, what we're good at or what redeeming qualities we have is us. Go ahead.
Oh, Andrew Ross said that Brett's really good at making a fried bologna sandwich. Sorry, not really good. The best.
I love a good fried bologna.
The best.
I want that. Screw the dumplings.
So to make it spiritual a little bit here, the problem with that is, like, as we're created in the image of God. We're referred to as his masterpiece, right, in Ephesians. And so when we take this wonderful thing God's made, and like when we are the people that talk the most down to ourselves, we're in action, we're really telling God, like, hey, you made some junk here when you made me, right? And that's not true. Like you have abilities and talents and capabilities. Even if you're really like you struggle with a lot of things, there are redeeming qualities that everybody has. And sometimes we need to be the person to remind ourselves, like, oh, I'm not an idiot. Like, yeah, sometimes I can be, but that's not who I am. Like, that's not the essence of my being, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know. I run into a lot of people that have this super negative, God don't make no junk.
That's right, Brian.
People like struggle to make eye contact anymore. And I don't know if that's just because like face-to-face conversation happens less. It's probably some of that, but I think some of it too is because people just don't feel like they're worth someone paying legitimate attention to.
Well,
and so they don't pay that attention back either.
Yeah. And we're in such a society of people like waiting for their turn to talk that it's like hard to give attention to someone when it's just like they're just waiting for their turn to say the thing they think they're thinking of. They're just like, like the show. We're always trying to say something funny over top of each other. So we're like waiting for our turn to be like, ah. But we pay attention to each other pretty good.
I don't think I make eye contact with people because I just don't want to talk to them.
Don't want to steal their soul.
I mean, like, once you're already talking.
Oh.
So a lot of times I'll be talking to someone and they'll be like, yeah, that was, like, if I'm talking to you, like, looking over you, because they're uncomfortable with just looking at somebody while you're talking to them. Yeah. Next time you're talking to somebody, just check that.
Yeah.
But I think it all comes back to, like, negative self-esteem and self-talk. So, hey, spend some time this week thinking about what you're good at. Build yourself up a little bit, will you?
Show challenge.
I think we should record positive talk to each other. Be like, "Hey, Josh, you're gonna rock today." Kind of like Bert got. You know,
that could be like our that could be our new TikTok stuff. We could start making shorts of just us looking at the camera, being like,
"Motivation."
Hey, you're pretty great.
Hey, you're not that bad.
Your farts aren't that bad today. Way to go!
You had 4 eggs last night and didn't die.
If you wake up and think about hurting yourself, don't.
Don't
be so depressed.
Yeah, smile. That's not what I'm getting at. No, be happy, right?
I'm just coming up with ideas for a funny TikTok.
God bless your heart, sweetie.
Tabitha says she struggles with this, with building herself up.
And what we've come to realize, Tabitha, is that we all struggle with that, even when we didn't think we did.
I'm my worst critic.
Yeah,
That's just how it is.
I don't know. You just don't hear all the things I say.
That could be true too. Man, you guys are good. That's funny, Andrew. You won't poop your pants today.
Poop your pants today.
We need to be giving positive self talk about stuff that's never going to happen to someone during the day.
It's true.
Like you will wreck that bear today when you guys get
here,
in a fight.
Here, let's make a segment right now of each one of us saying that. Like, look right into the camera so we can clip it out and make a TikTok. Hey. I don't know. I was going to say that you're not going to poop your pants today, but that somebody
you
else
could do that.
No, Brett should do that one. Look into the camera and say that one, Brett.
Hey, you will not poop your pants today.
And then put the, like, the do-do-do, like the... Now you know.
Hey, you won't talk about death today.
Oh, that's a good one, Joey. Hey, you're a pretty good reader.
Just not when the cameras are on.
What's some other positive things we should say, guys, to make clips of? I spend a lot of time
tearing myself down.
Tearing myself down, and I'm super good at it, along with everything.
Nice, nice.
along with everything else I do. That's a good one, Brian.
Just tell somebody they're pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
Telling people when they have impacted you in a positive way or to do something great is so important. You can open someone's eye. Oh, yeah. Like acknowledging when someone has had a positive impact on you.
Yeah.
I think it's good for you and the person that did it.
That's true.
It's a win all around.
Hey, today is
Wait.
Just do it.
Now go. Into the camera.
Hey, today is your day. Seize it.
Oh, seize it.
Oh, those are like real ones.
I got one. Here we go. Hey, pod bless your heart.
Oh, we should do one of those. Hey.
Hey.
Pod bless your heart.
Sorry, I messed yours up.
It's okay.
Because Brian said, hey, you don't sweat that much for a fat guy. Have a good day. I laughed out loud to a comment he wrote. But yeah, positive self-talk, you guys. Try it a little bit. It's funny how, like, that's why I didn't want to ask you that earlier. I wanted to just ask you in the real, and it worked out perfect because it's hard for people to talk about what they're good at.
Nailed it.
Hey. You have great hygiene for a guy that's not showered in 3 days.
Yeah, he said you did.
I finally did. Yeah. He asked why I dressed up.
You got
in my
something.
Fancy shirt.
Brett, do you want me to play yours?
Stole from Amazon.
No, that one's a large. This one's much bigger. I paid for this.
Oh.
Anyway, what are we doing now?
Oh, Tabitha did one. She said, "I'm a really good friend."
Do it, Josh.
Oh. Hey. Oh, not
go ahead,
me.
Go ahead.
Hey, you're a really good friend.
Nice. Nice. Do you want me to open up with your new thing, or do you want me to open up with an old one?
I can't.
Okay, I'm going to open up a story time and then play it after.
Hey.
Story time with Brett.
I was going to say, hey, screw all that positive talk.
Yeah. Yeah. We're terrible. We suck again.
So there's a pop.
What, you don't have the new
song?
One?
I do, but I just want
to save it for that
because he hasn't said it yet. I didn't want to take the punchline.
There's a popular saying, phrase, song, whatever you want to call it.
Song.
Song.
A sing song. You know, those songs that you sing.
They're typically talking about Christmas, but I changed it to like the month of December.
Mm-hmm.
They say it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Mm. They do say that.
I have heard they
to disagree.
it's the most horrible time of the year.
You think so, Brett?
Not horrible. Like, it's fun. I love Christmas. But in the fact that, like, for the most part, we tend to treat people like 10 times better during Christmas because it's Christmas.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. That's cool. I get it.
Because our elves are watching.
But yes. But also, I think we treat people almost worse too. Like, at the same time, like, some people treat people good, but during Christmas and the holiday seasons, a lot of people are treated poorly.
You think we're more impatient?
Not that, no. Like, people just need, like, customer service jobs and
yeah.
And during Christmas time, people are so rude. It's not because they're impatient. It's because they want what they think they gotta have or they need to make themselves feel a lot better.
Mm. Huh. So you think people become more selfish about what they want done in that time?
Yeah. Like, they just want their cake and eat it too. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm going to have this and this is how I want to do it. If you don't do that, then I'm going to belittle you in front of everybody.
Have we talked about that saying on this show? Uh-huh. Having your cake and eating it too?
I don't think we've talked about it.
No, I hate it. Sorry, this is a total sidebar. No, because no one who's ever eaten cake has not, in the moment before they ate cake, had that cake. So everyone that has had cake, that he has eaten cake, has had it right before they ate it. And people are always like, you can't have your cake and eat it too. And I'm like, literally everyone that's ever eaten cake had it before they ate it.
What is June 14th?
What?
In August 2nd.
He says that's a, I think he just means, like, weather-wise, like, that's the best time of year.
Those are good times.
That's a good time.
It really is.
No, so you're saying.
But people are turds during
this time. They can be. No, and, like.
Just air travel traffic.
And, like, you want to get places. People are trying to go, and they're on, like, a time schedule usually. Like, if you're flying somewhere, you don't want to get delayed to a different city and stuck there overnight or something like that.
Even down in, I'm sure I was guilty of this. My kids are probably guilty of this. Even, like, kids, like, just during Christmas, they're like, I didn't want this. I wanted this. You know what I mean? Like, they're just not grateful for what.
We just bagged up 2 garbage bags full of toys to give away. Because we were like, we have to make room for new toys this year, so you guys have to give away old toys. And they're like, they fell apart for a while, but after a bit, they started getting stuff together and be like, oh, I'll give this to somebody. I'll give that to somebody.
When I was a kid, I used to feel secondhand embarrassment for kids that did that so bad that one year I got a Batman action figure from my parents, and then later that day I got the same action figure from my aunt, and instead of being like, oh, it's the same one, I was like, oh, cool, now I have a matching set. Because, like, I always felt so bad when kids were like, oh, this gift stinks.
Yeah.
I'm like, someone got you something, bro. Like,
so you're trying to make your aunt feel good.
Yes, I didn't want her to feel bad because I was already playing with that exact thing.
I thought you were going to say that you gave it to a kid that didn't have one. Like, oh, yeah, I have two of
these.
I eventually did actually give all of my Batman stuff away to
a
kid.
When you got older.
I know, but I wish I had it. Now that I have children, I wish I had it.
When my buddy's house got robbed on Christmas Day, I gave him my Sega Genesis.
Bro. That's a big deal.
That's a random act of kindness that I forgot about. Oh, where'd that come from? Ow! No, that really happened to Dave Crum when we were kids. His house got robbed on Christmas Day. They went to, like, his grandparents for the day and had put all their presents in there from something else, and they went somewhere, and their neighbors got out of their house, went over, robbed their house, and then left.
Or it was the Grinch.
He's right. That's an option.
It could have been.
Phil says, but after you eat it, you don't have it anymore, referring to the cake.
Cake, yeah.
That's why he's saying you can't have it and eat it.
Oh, just once you eat it.
Sarah wants me to, she legitimately wants to buy a Grinch costume so I can come in and
scare the kids to death.
Exactly. Like, act like I'm, because Zoe was telling us the other day that the Grinch is handsome. She thinks the Grinch is handsome.
She was wearing her Grinch dress today.
Yeah, she loves it.
She likes the Grinch and Ursula. She likes all the villains. She's going to be a great big Joker fan, as soon as she figures out about DC villains.
Yeah. But. Yeah, Sarah's like, hey, if I buy this, will you dress up and act like you're stealing the kids' presents and stuff?
You should get some other kid to do it. Or some other, like, tall guy to do it. That way they're just like, Dad. And you're like, who in the world could that be?
I'm pretty sure that's where therapy sessions start, like when they're in their 30s. And it's like, they
lay down on the couch.
I would
volunteer, like, come over to your guys' house.
I'll traumatize your all's children. I just don't want to do it. I don't have a good enough. No, your insurance is good. You could afford the therapy.
Yeah, I mean, government.
When I was younger, I used to buy a whole box of candy canes on Christmas. So when December would hit, I would just go around and I would always keep some in my pocket and be like, oh, hey, Merry Christmas. And I would give out a candy cane. Like, that was my shtick That's what I used to do a lot.
Peppermint stick.
People were just so ungrateful. Like, you know, you're right. Like,
the expectation level is so high. But then if you flipped it and they were on the other side of the conversation, they would want you to have patience with them. Like, if they're having a rough day, they'll be like, hey, I'm having a rough day. But, like, yeah, if I was having a rough day, though, you would, you know, you'd put me to the coals. But
right.
That, I just try to treat people nice. And if they don't return it, then.
And I also heard that.
At least I treat them nice.
What is it? What's the big, this is the Big Red Pot, the Salvation Army. That's the
Army. Yeah.
They've had the lowest, the lowest giving season.
Really? This year? Well, I mean, they just started though. So.
I wonder if it has anything to do with through the pandemic and all these
the price hikes.
Well, yeah. No, not the price hikes, but like, well, that's.
No, I think it's that, because as I'm walking into the grocery store, I'm just thinking about the 30%. I mean, last week we were talking about Thanksgiving stats. And everything that's on a Thanksgiving table went up like 30% inflation.
Well, no, I think about all the stuff that came out like with WikiLeaks of like foundations that are using the money in different
ways. I'm pretty sure the Salvation Army is clean.
Okay. I don't think Goodwill is.
No, I'm not sure about Goodwill, but I'm pretty sure the Salvation Army is clean.
Goodwill's all profit because it's all.
They pay their CEO like millions upon millions.
But, I mean, it's a great business idea.
I'm looking it up.
They still charge way less than everybody else.
Yeah.
They have a 100% score from the Charity Navigator, which ranks all the charities.
Salvation
Army.
No. Well, okay, that's good then.
There
was a lot of foundations that were messing around.
You are 100% right.
Through the pandemic.
But it's just sad that they're
not at OnlyFans though. Or not at Holy Fans. Sorry, not at Holy Fans.
What? I don't know. It's just
our rating's pretty good at Holy Fans.
Oh my!
Yeah, people need to quit being ungrateful and making everybody's life a little bit harder during Christmas time when it's supposed to be fun and happy. And
if we could get a thing started where everybody only gets one gift, that could probably put a lot of people at ease and not make it such a horrible holiday.
Sure.
Instead of everybody getting like five or six things from other people, just be like, nope, one gift per person.
Probably tank the economy.
Probably help the economy because people would have money because they wouldn't be buying gifts. Well,
they would have spent significantly less
money. What they'll
money.
Do is they'll just people jack survive. The price up even more because so you can the one item right. you buy.
It's like a $1,200.
Sir, I want to buy these shoes.
Second time tonight.
For my mama, please. Christmas time and these shoes are just
it's Christmas
size.
Eve. Whatever. These shoes are just her size.
Whatever, dude.
Whatever. My favorite part is so I laid the money down. That's the best. He says it with so much like gravitas. I don't listen to it because it makes me cry.
What did she need the shoes for?
She was about to die and he wanted her to look
nice. He wanted her to have some nice Christmas shoes.
He wants her to look beautiful when Mama meets Jesus tonight.
So he's buying her material things.
Well, I don't want to break the kid's heart that, you know, like, but right, we don't have to get into the theology of the Christmas shoes song.
Yeah.
That's next week's episode.
Kicking off the real December month.
It could be fun to go through some Christmas songs and just read some, like, the most ridiculous lines from Christmas songs. Somebody write that down.
Tomorrow starts Advent. Do you guys do Advent calendars? Our kids got those.
I think we did last year.
Yeah. They've all got nice ones this year. Ben's got a Lego one.
I've done the Lego one. It's amazing.
Every day he's going to get a different Lego. And Cece's got like some kind of cutesy dolls.
Sarah did the Office one.
I remember that.
Yeah. Oh, that would be a good one.
Have you seen
like the Funko Pop?
Edie has rocks. They're
like just rocks?
Different rare rocks and like fossils. She loves it. She's so excited. She's like, where's my rocks?
I had a big rock collection as a kid.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Kevin McAllister house in Lego? It's like this big.
Yeah.
Hundreds of dollars. Am I paying that?
Sorry, I didn't mean to whistle so loud right into the mic.
Right into the mic. I guess that's
all Lego.
Is that all
you
got about December?
Yeah, that's it.
I'm off my soap.
And it's cold.
Make December great again.
Oh my goodness.
Where's my red hat?
Pod bless your heart.
Red and green hat. Make December great again.
Idea. We're two for two on our two. Ideas.
We're rolling tonight, you guys. The juices are flowing. Oh, all right, here we go. We have to bless somebody, but first I need to read you the story. Headline, a murderer.
Murderer.
Oh, hey, I'm not talking about death. I'm just talking about a guy who caused death.
Bum.
A convicted murderer, by the way, died while serving a life sentence.
Good. Oh, no.
Now he's alive again, and he wants out.
Wait, he's risen?
Benjamin Schreiber is very much alive, but that has not stopped him from arguing that he died 4 years ago. After the convicted murderer collapsed in his prison cell in 2015, doctors restarted his heart not once, not two times, not three times, not four times, but five times. Recovering back at the Iowa State Penitentiary, Schreiber filed a novel legal appeal because he died before he was resuscitated, saying that he had technically fulfilled his life sentence. Judges, however, aren't buying it. Dying for a brief amount of time doesn't get you a get-out-of-jail-free card, says the Iowa Court of Appeals, saying that's what they ruled, by the way, saying that the 66-year-old will have to remain in prison until a medical examiner determines that he's dead for good.
So they had to have a... What if...
If someone had the guts... Like, they hate that judge. Like, they just hate that judge. They're like, I'll do it. I'll diagnose him.
Yeah,
like, walks in. I can't get a pulse.
He was legally dead.
This guy's dead. He goes out and kills somebody else.
I think you can smudge the paperwork, too, and be like, no, I called in. I told him that he was dead, yeah. I FaceTimed. He was dead.
Now, this guy should be set free.
Well...
Brian... No, that's hilarious. I'm sorry.
You want to read Brian's comment?
No,
out?
I don't know if I...
depending on the murder and like this, the things involving the murder.
Oh, will you look up what he did? Somebody, his name was Benjamin Schreiber. All right,
isn't that an actor?
I don't know. Schreiber is either dead or alive, in which case he must remain in prison, or he is dead, in which case the appeal is moot, which is a fun word, said the judge. That actually makes sense. He can only be dead or alive. He can't be both at the same time.
Okay.
And so she's saying he either is dead and is out of prison, dead, or he's alive and in prison.
Isn't that kind of a double jeopardy, though?
No, because he's not being tried for the same crime.
You get arrested for murder that you didn't do, but you serve the time, but then you get out, and it's like, oh, well, I can murder you now because I've already served the sentence. That was the movie.
Well, but it only counts for the same person. So, like, he couldn't go out and murder more. He'd have to be... The person he murdered would have to also somehow be alive, and then he could go kill that person and not be tried, yes. But they could get him for a million other charges that go along with murder.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing. That was a great movie.
I feel like he should get a break.
Just like they give him like a week. They're like, hey, man, take a week with an ankle bracelet, and you got to come back. Schreiber has been behind bars since 1996 when he was charged with the death of John Dale Terry, a 39-year-old whose bludgeoned body was found near an abandoned trailer in Iowa. Sorry, I told you to look that up when it was right there in the thing.
Yeah, he just didn't read the article.
He didn't just kill somebody. He beat him to death, which takes a little bit.
How long ago was that?
96.
He's reformed.
Oh, my. Prosecutors contended that Schreiber, then 43, had plotted with Terry's girlfriend before clubbing the man to death with the wooden handle of a pickaxe. The jury found him guilty of first-degree murder, and in 97, he was sentenced to life without parole. That part's important.
Some people call it a pickaxe. I call it a wooden handle.
A maul. nearly two decades later, he was hit with severe septic poisoning, and he developed kidney stones that were so large they caused him to urinate internally.
Ooh.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have to get up to go to the bathroom.
I don't think that's how that's supposed to work. On March 30, 2015, he fell unconscious, was rushed to the hospital, where the doctors brought him back to life. And then in 2018, he filed for post-conviction relief, claiming that he was being held in prison illegally.
I agree with him.
His sentence was supposed to end with his death, he argued, which had taken place years prior when his heart stopped.
Somebody better call Saul.
A district court wasn't convinced in his creative attempt to find a loophole. His argument was, quote, unpersuasive and without merit. The fact that Schreiber was able to file a legal motion petitioning for his release in itself confirms the petitioner's current status as living.
I guarantee there's a lawyer that would take this on.
He did.
And lost.
Well, and win, though.
I think he already lost.
That's such a good, dude, that's a good scenario to work with.
Noting that they couldn't find any case law that would bring back Schreiber's position, the court judges also ruled that he couldn't have it both ways, claiming that to be dead as far as the criminal justice system was concerned, while simultaneously going on with his life, was not allowable.
What if he was like having good behavior in prison in those years, and the judge was just like, you know what? You kind of got us on that one. My hands are tied, guys. We got to let him go.
New wrinkle. In his appeal, Schreiber also argued that doctors violated his rights by failing to follow his DNR, not resuscitate order,
now that,
when they pulled him from the brink of death. That matters.
He has a case.
If he actually had a DNR.
Well.
Which he could, he must not have, or they wouldn't have brought him back.
It was written on toilet paper hidden under his mattress. Yeah. But
according to the court records, hospital staffers made the decision after conferring with his brother, who only consented to give him medicine to ease his pain. The panel declined to address that situation because the lower court has yet
to read the last comment.
He should have shown up in court dressed like a ghost with a sheet over his head.
Ooh. I've served my sentence.
You must release me.
I'm going to haunt this prison forever.
Ooh. Schreiber remains incarcerated at the Iowa State Penitentiary in rural Lee County. His attorney could not be immediately reached for a comment late Thursday night. And it's unclear if he plans to take his fight.
We need to have a court. Shirt. What's his name again?
I don't think we
Driver.
Should. Shriver?
Strive?
Benjamin Schreiber. Schreiber. Schreiber? Schreiber?
Free Benjamin.
Free Benjamin. I mean.
I think he should stay in jail. He's alive. If you're alive.
He died.
Doesn't matter.
I still
He's
think
alive
it's a double
now.
Jeopardy. He served his life sentence.
No, that's not
he
how
died.
Double Jeopardy
He's
works.
Alive
he
now.
Served his sentence.
No, he didn't.
He
He's
was alive.
Alive.
He died. Yeah. He legally died. They if they say that
you're not,
they
are
had,
you dead if your heart stops?
Yes.
I mean, we
people
if
come
we
back.
Ask forgiveness of our sins, we die to our old self, and we're living a new life where we get the reward of heaven. I feel like there's a relation.
Isn't that the exact definition of dying? Is your heart stops beating?
Yep. No, all kinds of people come back. Or DeMar Hamlin's not dead.
I think it's more of a part
Is
of
he?
Saying he died, dude. That's a clone. Anyway. Wait a minute.
You guys are impossible.
Wait, there's another
you guys
dude
are impossible.
That died playing against the Bengals, right? And has a bunch of scandal going on right now, too. And it's, let's bless somebody.
Ryan
Sorry.
Shazier did not die. He got paralyzed.
Okay, same. Anyway.
And that was on, he. It was an
Noah
illegal,
told me last
dirty
night,
hit.
That's all I know.
And he hurt himself. I have lots of opinions about
anyway,
that.
Anyway, let's figure out who we're going to bless. But I think the guy should be at least, you know,
Ooh,
have
Phil.
Weekends off.
His victim didn't get a second chance. The guy he beat to death. With the handle of an axe, doesn't get to come back to life.
Oh, so he's just a no good guy.
No,
that's what I'm saying. No. Answer the question. You're making this guy sound like he's just a no good piece of crap.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you
no.
you kind of did.
No. There are consequences to
what
actions.
What about the guy who shot the Minamaro in the head that messed with his kid? Remember that on the TV? They were leading him through to take him to jail, and the dad turned around with a pistol, and they were like, temporary insanity, and he got out.
I mean, he
still killed a man.
Yes, but it wasn't necessarily...
But he killed a man.
Yes. Those are totally different cases. And also...
Two people died.
He did kill a man.
Yeah.
Like, I would not say killing that guy was the right thing to do.
And he got away with it.
He did.
Yeah.
How does that relate to this?
I mean, this guy died. He served his life sentence. That's all I'm saying. I'm just trying to plead my case here and say that the guy probably needs at least the weekends off. That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? You know, I feel that is adequate.
If he had a real DNR and was like, hey, if I go, don't bring me back.
Case.
I don't want to come back here. They brought him back. Then he might have a kid, but still, you can't let him go because of that. It sets a very dangerous precedent.
Yeah, because prison is so legit and does not, you know.
How many people in prison are going to try to
for profit
die
prisons.
And be brought back so they can be out of their life sentence?
I'm just saying, there's a lot of sketchy stuff that goes on in prisons anyway.
I agree.
Yeah. So who are we going to bless?
I'm blessing...
the guy that got beat with a handle?
Benjamin?
You going to bless Benjamin because you think he... deserves weekends
well,
off.
Well, no, because
no, I have a better
this
one.
Guy could be, you know, a saved Christian, and Joey's just throwing him to the wolves.
Well, that has nothing to do with him serving his punishment
for
killing a man.
What if he wants to come out and minister and talk about his story?
He can minister much as he wants in prison.
He might have saw something in the afterlife when he was dead.
I'm not saying he can't be forgiven. I'm saying sometimes there's earthly consequences.
Who do you want
to
bless?
The lawyer that has to represent this man with a straight face in court. Mm.
I think he should get at least something because that is a very
He should get some
valuable.
Monetary...
Brad says he likes the shirt idea.
Free Benny. I think we should bless the lawyer because he has a degree in everything and has to walk in there with a straight face and try to argue this ridiculous case.
I don't think it's so ridiculous. I think he should at least get something. Like he should
like a cash settlement.
No, he should at least get the option of parole. Hey, you're right. You're right. You died, but you're not getting out.
You mean they bring back you can't get out. But we'll bring back the option for parole.
If you're good for 10 more years, which you'll probably die again before that.
I said how old he was. He'll probably die again. He was 40 in 96.
And the guy he killed was 39. So
that was he's like 70 now.
No, sorry. He was 43 then. So he's 20. Yeah, he's older now.
So he's like 70 something.
Yeah, you're good. You good, you'd be good for 10 years.
No, he was 66. You read it in the thing. You're there, he's 66 right now. During
you're right.
During this case, yeah. I remember.
So he's 66. So if you make it to 76,
we'll talk about.
We'll at least give you the option for parole.
Yeah,
I think that might be. Because Jim Carrey from Liar Liar could have gotten him out.
That's true.
a pitiful man, Your Honor.
Can you continue?
Yes, I can. Big teeth, kind of gangly.
My vote's for Ben. Your vote's for
Ben.
I'm outvoted.
Yeah, sorry. So
then you say it.
Benjamin.
Pod bless your heart, sweetie.
We just pod blessed a murderer. Convicted murderer.
Yeah.
Violent.
He served his sentence, man.
No, he didn't.
We'll agree to disagree.
Well.
By far.
Wait, well, hey, we're back. I hit a button on accident. Wow, I don't know where to go after that one.
Yeah, if he makes it to 76, they should give him parole because he's not going to be strong enough to beat anybody at 76.
You think that, but I was reading something a couple months ago about a guy they let out like that, and then he went out and murdered someone else.
Well, I didn't say. I said he
was in
someone.
His like he was in his 80s, I think.
Yeah, it would take some.
I mean, if you're that dumb, then you'll go to jail a second time for a year.
Yeah, but then someone else is dead that wouldn't have been if you would have made a better decision.
Isn't the earth overpopulated anyway?
Tiger King's trying to have a heart attack in prison. He's right. That dude's going to be trying to
die.
Oh, I died.
Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
He tried to get pardoned by Trump, too.
Oh,
and
man.
He's like, eh, no.
Eh, probably not.
That's probably one of the best, smartest moves that Trump ever did.
Here's the thing with Tiger King.
Oh, man, here we go.
No.
Carol Baskin?
Homie should be in jail, but not for what he's in jail for.
He is in jail, right?
Yes, he is, but not...
What's he in for?
He went in because they said he came up with this plot to murder Carol Baskin.
Yeah.
And he...
Who is an actual alleged murderer.
No, they found her husband. He was in protective witness protection.
Is that... Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
That's what really happened.
I'm not sure that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was like found out not too long ago.
I need to
He's in witness protection.
I need to vet this.
Okay.
Anyway, he should be in jail, but not for what he's in jail for, because he did not do what he said he did.
Oh, well, what do you think he should be
bragging,
in jail for?
Really didn't
well, there's a lot of other things that he should be in jail for.
Yeah, just
no, the guy, those guys totally set him up to take the fall for this.
There's a lot of that.
Yeah. That's what that was.
What was it called? No, it's... When somebody set you up, well, there is blackmail, yeah. But when somebody sets you up and entraps you, entrapment, that's the word. It's entrapment when they like rig it up to where you can do only,
right.
You can only fail. I can't talk. But yeah, you can only fail. You can't get out of the situation.
Yeah.
But they set it all up to happen that way.
Yeah.
There's nothing online about her husband being found alive. Everything says that. There's nothing to correlate that.
He was fed to the tigers.
You can look on Snopes. Snopes is a fact check thing. But I hear it's kind of bogus, too.
Snopes.
Oh, did you see that was fake?
What?
That there was an ad coming out that Snopes
was
going to quit smoke.
It was clever advertising.
He was quitting smoke, saying basically he was going to quit smoking weed, and then he was doing
an ad. He didn't
ad
say weed.
For...
He said he's going to quit smoking.
Well, that's what he
called
it.
That's important.
That's what. Never
what was the ad for?
It was for a smokeless...
Fireplace.
Burn barrel, yeah.
Yeah.
So he quit smoke by using this burn barrel now.
Did you hear that, Noah? The whole Snoop quitting smoking thing was all just an ad.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna happen.
Dude, I thought he was too much of a genius for doing a cooking show with Martha Stewart.
He's not a quitter.
No.
No, you can't trust the New York Post, bro.
There's 20 different...
You can't trust the New York Post.
If dude makes it to 76 in the pen, set him free, said Brad.
I agree.
That's not how that works either. Okay.
You know.
This is a close game.
So
I haven't looked at it for a while.
So December's coming up. We should be good to be here after Christmas. What about, let's make sure.
I think I'm good next week. I'm good the week after.
He says that until the next week comes.
Because it's 21st.
This is the guy that wasn't here.
It's the Thursday right before Christmas.
I told you guys.
I'll try to let you know if I'll be out of town, so we'll figure that part
out. I think I'm good for the 21st.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate your comments. We appreciate your patronage. Like I said, if you are listening tonight, make sure to go to our Facebook page, hit the follow, hit the like. Go if you're watching on YouTube, go over there, subscribe, like, hit the little bell so you get a notification when we make a video.
Do it.
help us out with that. You know, all this stuff goes into the algorithm and gets us out to more people. If you know a church person that used to be in ministry or is still in ministry, share us with them. We feel like we could really tickle their funny bones.
Maybe they could be on the show.
In a Christian way.
Yeah.
I don't know. That sounded weird, I
in
guess.
A little bit, but we're good.
But yeah, but
we're clear.
Spread this out to people that you know that are in ministry, because we feel like there's an untapped genre of comedy that needs to be touched on to those people. Yeah. With a little sprinkle.
We're going to tickle them the Christian way.
There you go.
That's the shirt.
We'll find the saying. Well,
that's the shirt we need right there.
Oh, I made that shirt. We need to post that up tonight, by the way, about the hamster wheel. You didn't watch, did you?
Free Benny. No.
No, last week our Pod Bless was about a guy who made a giant hamster wheel and tried to cross the ocean.
Dream no come to you. You must chase dream.
That was his quote. And so that's I made awesome. It into a quote with a hamster wheel. I was going to put it on one of our shirts. I think it could be great.
Yeah.
Yep.
Free Benny.
Yep.
Oh, you're welcome for the entertainment tab.
Share us with your friends. Wait, Phil, I don't know about that
murders.
Part. All right, guys. It's been a good time. Yeah. Longest show
this
we've
week.
Ever done.
Longest show this week. Yeah.
Phil,
sure.
I'm with you. We're not. I'm with you, bud. But I'm Joey.
I'm Josh.
I'm watching the football game, Brett.
And this is Pod Bless. Yeah, I feel this is good. There's a lot of clips in here. I just got to put the time into finding them.
Yeah, we were packed in there.
I've not done one in a minute, though. Kind of tired. Too much Call of Duty.
Ah, zombies.